It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
8:56, Brooke Glazer joins us right now, latest meteorologist, the newest to the staff at WWL Louisiana, graduate of Mount Carmel. How you doing, Brooke?
Good morning. I'm doing well. We are just updating you as much as we can here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the computer models, and it seems like some people are focusing on the TABD model or the TABM, which is moving it farther to the east or some of the other ones. Is that a concern of yours or not?
It is. Peyton and I have talked about it a lot this morning. We do anticipate a shift east with the newest update coming out at 10 o'clock, so in just about an hour, and that will definitely change our storm surge numbers a little bit. But otherwise, pretty similar overall impacts, especially in the New Orleans metro.
Okay, so as I'm looking at TAPD, that has it heading in. I don't have the coastline in front of me open on the map, but it does have it heading pretty much directly over Jefferson Parish and Orleans Parish. Should we be concerned about that, or is it more about the consensus of the models in the middle and so forth? And I guess what you just told me was that the only concerns would be what? Maybe a little more of a coastal flooding concern?
Yes, and I do think we'll see a likely landfall in either St. Mary Parish or Terrebonne. So I'm not exactly anticipating a Zeta in terms of tracking inland, but I do think we'll have a similar category where you're watching this rapidly intensify in the next 24 hours and likely make landfalls a strong 1 or a low end 2.
So your main concern right now would be uncertainty as it relates to track or intensity?
I would say more than anything, track. I think you'll see that track shift a little bit further east. Now, of course, 20 to 30 miles of the coast makes a difference, but I think in intensity, we'll be watching this today. It should likely verify with our current forecast.
Okay, so the last thing I see from you all is that New Orleans metro area, Orleans, Upper Jefferson, Upper St. Bernard, Upper Plaquemines, 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, gust 50 to 60, 2 to 4 feet of storm surge for Lake Pontchartrain, 2 to 4 feet outside the hurricane protection levee, 3 to 6 inches of rainfall, few tornadoes possible. Still the same?
Very similar. I think we may update the surge amounts just as a result of that potential shift east, but we'll have a lot more information coming at 10 o'clock. And your overall time frame for anticipating winds to pick up in the metro will be overnight tonight into early tomorrow. Again, the timing for landfall should be a little bit later tomorrow morning into the early afternoon. So that has moved up.
So when you say a little bit later tomorrow morning, moving up, give me some like time on the clock. What are we talking
about? Yeah, exactly. So probably late morning, early afternoon for landfall itself, and then moving inland in Louisiana throughout Wednesday night out of here by Thursday.
So we would begin feeling the effects tomorrow in the area?
Yes, we will definitely start to feel those winds picking
8,
up
9,
overnight.
At 10 o'clock?
And then impacts definitely by daybreak.
By daybreak. All right, Brooke, thank you so much. You know
thank
your last
you.
Name is Lazier. I guess you realize that, right?
You know, I try not to go with that, but people say it all the time.
Real
so
quick,
hopefully at least these days I'm
real
not lazier.
Quick, you're a Mount Carmel graduate. I was giving a friend of mine that graduated from Dominican a hard time during the Olympics saying, well, you know, MCA's got a player on the Olympic
Kristen
team.
Nuss.
Yeah,
that's right.
What about
We're
y'all?
So proud of her.
And she said, no, last time I checked we had one on SCOTUS, but not so much on the Olympics.
You know what?
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett, that is a pretty good response.
Gotta love
I'll
the high
it.
School thing in New Orleans. Thank you, Brooke. We'll talk to you again soon.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.